In big cities across the United States, homeless populations are growing. And with that comes an increasing trend of so-called anti-vagrancy laws, like those that make it illegal to camp, sleep, share food, and ask for money in public. On Tuesday, in a special election, Denver residents overwhelmingly voted to uphold the city's ban on what they call urban camping. This was based on a 2012 law that made it illegal for homeless people in Denver to camp in public. Supporters of the ballot measure said that the initiative was an attempt to stop harassment against homeless people, and opponents believed that the initiative would hurt the city and didn't address the root issues. Donna Bryson is a reporter with Denverite, and she's been following the initiative closely. Donna, thanks so much for being with us on The Takeaway.
Thank you, and hello.
So why did this measure fail by such a large margin?
It was a large margin. I think it shocked the supporters. I was at the watch party last night with a group called Denver Homeless Out Loud. They're the group that got it on the ballot and has been campaigning for it. And I think they may not have expected to win, but they didn't expect to lose so decisively and to have the decision come so quickly. It was soon after polls closed that it was pretty clear. Denver Homeless Out Loud raised about $100,000 for its campaign. The opposition campaign, which was led by business and political figures, raised more than $2 million. So that gap might have had something to do with the loss. I also think that voters had lots of reasons to say no. There was concern from the service community, you know, the people who provide shelter and food and medicine for people who are living in homelessness. And they were concerned that this law was so broad and so vaguely written that it might have made it difficult to reach out.
Donna, what's the homeless population like in Denver right now? We here in New York City are experiencing, I would argue, almost we're at crisis levels of homelessness in the city. What does it look like in Denver?
They call it a crisis here, but we don't have camps of the size, you know, we read about in Los Angeles. We might see 20 people together in a camp, maybe some bigger ones outside of downtown. Our point in time, which is probably the best picture we can give of numbers, has been 3,000 or so, more than 3,000 or so the last couple of years. But I have to stress that's just a snapshot, and most people feel it's probably an undercount.
Let's talk about the opposition and who was backing the initiative. Who was on the opposition and who was for this?
On the opposition, we had money coming from groups like the Downtown Denver Partnership, which is kind of a business improvement district for central downtown. We had the Apartment Association of Metro Denver. We had national business groups for 300, or it's also known as the Right to Survive. We had a fairly small, really grassroots group called Denver Homeless Out Loud that is led by and includes a lot of people who are on the streets now, people who have firsthand experience of homelessness and who are making the argument that this is a matter of basic human rights. I found myself thinking yesterday, back to March, when I met a young man, 22, he'd been homeless since being kicked out of his mom's house when he was a teenager. And he talked about what the camping ban really meant for him. It doesn't necessarily mean being arrested or being ticketed, but the police, their first approach is really just to tell you to stop breaking the law, which most people take as being asked to move along. I'm being asked to gather up my blanket and my sleeping bag or my tent and move along. And that's the argument that Denver Homeless Out Loud was trying to make, that it increases the stress on a community that's already pretty vulnerable.
I want to also clarify some language here. We mentioned that Denver passed a camping ban. We're not talking about camping for our listeners who need some clarification, including myself. So let's talk about how the language in this ban is working out. What does it mean to pass a camping ban, and how is that language impacting what's actually happening?
Well, the ban came about in 2012, and it was pretty contentious. There were some pretty long and tense city council meetings. It was adopted by the city council, and it was in response, a lot of people feel, to Occupy Denver movement, which was the same as Occupy movements we see in other places, not so much a response to homelessness. But it very specifically defined what you can and cannot do in public. You can't sit or lie under shelter, and shelter was defined as even a blanket. At the same time, the ordinance specifies that they don't want to criminalize homelessness if they can.
Aren't they doing that, Donna, by saying you can't be out and be homeless? I mean, I'm trying to figure out the tension here.
Yeah, and there's tension right in the ordinance. The ordinance spells out how police are supposed to behave, and their first action is to ask people to move along. They're not supposed to ticket or site or arrest as a first action. They're also supposed to offer services. It was argued during the debates in 2012 that this would be an opportunity for police to reach out to people living in homelessness and offer them direction to a shelter or some other kind of service. But what I'm hearing from people on the streets is that usually it is just, I'm asking you to move along, or they might get a flyer with an address or a phone number for a shelter. More recently, police have started to patrol with mental health workers, with social workers, I think because they're under pressure to show that they're not criminalizing homelessness.
But Donna, this also feels like a policy where it's a question of the aesthetics of homelessness versus getting at the root cause of homelessness here. And I think that that's something that we see happening in a lot of cities around the country. Is this a question of not wanting to see the reality of homeless Denver residents? And I mean, I understand that they're trying to provide some services, but there are root causes for this.
And that's exactly what Denver Homeless Out Loud would argue, that this is a matter of pushing the homeless out of sight. And it has had that impact. People living on the streets feel that they shouldn't cover themselves with a blanket so as not to attract police attention. And you can imagine what that might be like on a cold night. At the same time, I think the city has taken on that it needs to do more. The slogan of the opposition was, "We can do better." And it has sparked some of a conversation about what the city needs to do better. Recently, the city created a new Department of Housing that's going to take on some of the tasks that the people reaching out to homelessness had been doing to try to better coordinate it, to try to create better leadership. The city is talking about expanding day shelters so that people do have a place to be during the day. They're talking about expanding options to shelters because a lot of people do not want to go into the shelters for many reasons. And the city has also taken on this idea of housing first, that people need to be put into real housing as soon as possible, not set up barriers of like, are you sober or are you staying on your mental health meds, but just get into housing and then go from there.
Donna Bryson is a reporter with Denverite. Donna, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.